So, Sheldon, there's something I've been wanting to talk about, but I know it's kind of a touchy subject.
Way to narrow it down to everything.
What is it?
Well, your birthday's coming up, and you've never let us celebrate it, and I was hoping maybe this year we could.
Oh, I suppose that's a discussion we could have.
Okay, great. I mean, it doesn't have to be a big party or anything. Where'd he go?
Wait a minute. You mention his birthday and he vanishes?
Well, where's that information been this whole time?
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Where is he?
Sheldon!
I'll check his room.
Just one example of how birthdays can be terrible. Now, can we please drop this subject and pick a new one? Yeah, I suggest, how thick can a soup get before it becomes a stew? You know, the answer, it may surprise you.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Yeah, what is the problem? Is it about getting older?
Yeah, please, look at this porcelain skin. Now I'm like a human sink.
But it's the one day a year that's just all about you.
One day. Right.
Can you please just tell me why?
Fine. As you know, I have a twin sister with whom I obviously share a birthday. Every year we'd have a party. No one I invited would ever come because they didn't like me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that part wasn't so bad. I didn't like them either. But then I'd inevitably spend the whole day being tortured by my sister's friends.
Oh, poor thing.
When I was six, they told me Batman was coming to my party. I waited by the door for hours. Closest thing to Batman I saw was when a robin flew into the window.
You realize none of those things would happen now.
I do. But why do you care if I celebrate my birthday at all?
Well, you made my last birthday so memorable, I wanted to return the favor.
You know, if you had a party now, you have plenty of friends that would love to come.
And we live here, so we have no choice.
Yeah.
Very well. You may celebrate my life by throwing a party with cake, presents, and a shower of admiration and love. But then you owe me big time.
You have any idea what you're getting Sheldon for his birthday?
He's been fascinated with dinosaurs lately. Maybe we could get him a fossil.
Just don't get anything Jurassic. He feels like that whole chunk of time has gone Hollywood. You know, he told a sad story about how his sister tricked him into thinking Batman was coming to his party.
That's funny. Let's do that.
Maybe we could get Batman to actually show up.
You mean some guy in a lame suit?
Or a real Batman. Hey, Stuart, didn't you try to get Adam West to do a signing here once?
Yeah, but there was kind of a scheduling conflict. He wanted to know when he'd get paid, and I wouldn't tell him.
Can I get his contact info?
Sure. But just so you know, he's kind of a diva.
He is?
Oh, yeah. Won't take the bus, he won't pack his own lunch, won't let you spend the night on his couch.
Okay, so how do you feel about party balloons?
Mylar balloons, yes. Latex balloons, no. Water balloons, I will jump off the roof and aim for your car.
All right, what about music?
I enjoy marching bands and Tibetan throat singing.
No music it is.
What kind of cake do you like?
My favorite is chocolate with strawberry frosting, three layers, and if there's writing on it, make sure it's not all caps. I don't need my dessert yelling at me.
Hey, so what was Adam West like on the phone?
Nice guy. But it was a little weird to hear Batman say, "Don't ring the doorbell or my poodles will go crazy."
You know, Adam West is my favorite Batman. Well, after Michael Keaton. Christian Bale and Batman from the Lego movie.
Don't say that to him.
What? He beat out George Clooney and that's something. Like, I love me some Clooney.
Don't say that to anyone.
Thank you so much for helping us, Stuart.
Oh, I was just glad to be invited. To be honest, I don't always feel like I'm part of the group.
Okay, sweetie, we're on the clock here. Can you hate yourself and Frost at the same time?
Well, hope I'm not too early.
Not at all. Come on in.
And how is the waiting at mommy-to-be?
Doing great.
You're pregnant?
Yeah.
Sounds like something a member of the group might know.
Yeah, birthday party first, pity party later.
Are you crazy? How can you put Michael Keaton in front of Christian Bale?
Oh, please. Even my poodles know Bale's overrated.
Thank you. That's why I say Keaton's number one. He brought a sense of humor to the role.
Well, if you're going to factor in a sense of humor, well, I should be at the top of the list. It should be me, Keaton, Kilmer, Lego, Bale, and that pretty boy, Clooney.
Really? You're ahead of Bale? The man who personified the words, I'm Batman.
I never had to say I'm Batman. I showed up. People knew I was Batman. Everywhere I went on the TV show, mall openings, Julie Newmar's bungalow.
I'm sold. You're ahead of Bale.
There's another reason I should be higher on the list. All those other guys had muscles built in their costumes. All I had in my bat suit was 100% grade A West.
Can we just all agree we're worried about Affleck?
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
What's an Affleck?
Is there a reason I had to leave my own apartment?
Well, I think they just want you to see it for the first time all decorated.
But who's going to tell them they're doing it wrong?
Well, I'm sure they'll ask you to give a speech, and that's when you just tear them a new one. Have to say, you do look good in that suit.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe later I'll get to see you in your birthday suit.
But this is my birthday suit. So are you having a stroke?